Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hello once again, everybody, and welcome to the Mario Cristobal Show. Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr., and of course, University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal. And the Hurricanes are coming off a historic win, 10-3 over Texas A&M, the first ever University of Miami college football playoff victory on the road in unbelievable conditions. A hurricane was there two ways, the wind and the hurricanes. 104,000, largest crowd ever for a college football playoff game, coach. Your team overcame a lot, and you come out with a win, and now you head to the quarterfinals against Ohio State at the Cotton Bowl. Congratulations.
Well, congratulations to all of us, right? And every Hurricane family member out there that had a chance to be there, thankful for their support, and those that were watching, really proud of the resiliency, the toughness, and the ability to overcome adversity, and even more proud of the fact that after all that, guys were ready to turn the page and get our focus on the upcoming opportunity.
Coach, I'm going to jump right into this, but there was a group on the field, and no, I'm not going right to the offensive line, but the wide receivers, I don't know if for 60 minutes of football at that high level with everything on the line, those guys were just relentless in their blocking. It was never ending the entire game.
I thought it was awesome that our offensive line coach, Coach Mirabal, you know, the offensive line was getting a lot of praise for those massive holes and the big chunk gains. And he's the one that comes out and says, our skilled players, both offensively and defensively, they were the separator in the game. They created such unbelievable opportunities just with grit and toughness and effort. And you're going to need that, you know, all the way through this entire playoff run. So really excited about what they did and what they're fixing to do.
C.J. Daniels had a great block on Malachi's touchdown. There's so many different things to talk about in this game, so I guess we'll just kind of cherry pick here. The defense holds them to 3 points. Bryce Fitzgerald gets two interceptions, which we'll get to in a moment, but one of the things that stands out is they allowed, I think, 10 sacks all season, and you got them for 7 sacks and 9 tackles for losses in one game.
Tremendous job by the guys up front. And the coordinator and the coaches just putting together a great game plan to let us play fast and free. And our guys played really hard. You know, Akeem Mesidor had 11 pressures in the game. That's sometimes even better than a sack. And Armando Blount, Scroggins, young guys got in there and made plays. But the Justin Scotts of the world, the David Blaze, Ahmad Motens, Reuben Bain, obviously, those guys all, you know, they were complemented by some great play on the back end as well as those linebackers. Just played really well as a unit.
So a good sign of team, coach. Malachi Toney fumbles the football, gets to the sideline, and he's attacked with hugs and encouragement and stressing to do better, and then he ends up winning the football game.
No doubt. Wasn't that awesome to watch? Yeah. I mean, just that's growth of a program. That's a legitimate connection of the players and just a willingness to do whatever it takes and lift each other up in tough times. And having trust in each other to come back out and put the ball in his hands again and get it done.
Mark Fletcher, he kind of stole a lot of the headlines. Longest run of the season. I think it was the longest run of his career and the most yards in his career. And boy, did it come at the right time.
It sure did. It sure did. We were actually pretty deep in our own territory when he hit that big run. And I think it was contact plus another 30 yards, you know, that actually put the ball down at about their 30-yard line. And then had another big run due to some great blocking by the guys up front and the wide receivers as well. So all in all, just an awesome day by Mark. He was really determined to make things happen.
Keontae Scott, I find very interesting. He tore up the stat sheet, but he is a guy that literally said, I'm coming back to play. And he did. I mean, he made the decision to get over it and got healthy, and what a difference he makes.
Yeah, he was his own doctor, really. I mean, he epitomizes what the standard is for just a guy who's refuses to stay in the training room. I mean, the moment he had the injury, he told us all, he said, I'm going to be back sooner than later, so don't count me out. And his mentality and his approach on a daily basis, the positive thinking, the work as it relates to rehabilitation, put himself in great position to come out and make an impact, and we all felt it.
Special teams. Okay, Carter Davis had a tough day, but so did everybody into the win. Even the kid before the game who tried to kick for $1 million, he missed two. I should have known right then and there. But you block a field goal. There's a head-on collision with Concepcion on a punt return. You destroy a fake punt. And Carter Davis does come through with a field goal, and Malachi has a 55-yard punt return. I think I covered them all, but the special teams were awesome.
They were. Flipped the field for us. Big play. Bryce Fitzgerald, you know, on that fake punt, doing a great job sniffing that out. The block field goal was massive. I mean, absolutely massive. After getting up that big chunk pass play by them and then flipping the field and covering punts. I mean, Bobby Pruitt, the rest of those guys, they've got great holdup guys, great athletes on special teams. And our guys found a way to win at their respective positions because that was one of the best parts of their team. And just like our coach used to tell us, you got to win two or three phases in special teams. You cannot lose on special teams. There's no quicker way to a fatal blow on in your game than to lose on special teams on a big play. We made some big ones, stopped some big ones, and certainly flipped the field.
Coach, I think you left your introductory press conference or thereabouts and went right to go recruit Wesley Vassane. And I remember that. And look what he's done. Look how he's developed. And look what kind of performance he's put in last week and really the whole time he's been here.
Yeah, one of the best Uber rides I've ever taken in my life. You know, I'll never forget that day because was leaving the press conference, trying to take off the tie, putting the family in one Uber, getting in another Uber, trying to get over there before practice is over. Roland Smith, former teammate, was a head coach. And, I mean, you can't emphasize enough the importance of people. You know, it's not just talent acquisition, but it's level of human being. And Wes has been one of the big reasons why we continue to get better every single year and are in the position that we're in right now.
Coach, take us through the last play of the game with Bryce Fitzgerald's interception, balls at the 5-yard line. Not much different than what A&M had against Notre Dame. They had a fourth and goal against Notre Dame from about the 11-yard line through the tight end. Looked like they're trying to get it to the tight end, and Bryce made a great play.
Man coverage, you know, and kind of got, you know, the nod by the tight end. And then I think what doesn't get mentioned is, you know, the twist, the stunt run by Akeem Mesidor and Armando Blunt forced them to use the back on Armando, and as he's getting in there and forcing, it made the quarterback uneasy and kind of throw a little bit off balance. And Bryce was in good position. Ball was a little bit behind, but still a good throw, and Bryce just stepped up. And he's got great hands now. The ball's in the air. He's got a chance. He's going to come down with it. And not only picking it off, but having the presence of mind to get down and end the game right there. And certainly an unbelievable moment that sealed the victory.
Coach, you go through recruiting, and obviously there's some tangible things that you look at with everybody. But how do you get to the culture fit and the character of a young man?
Well, I mean, it's all about the people, and you take such a deep dive into that. You grab all the people that you can and you know that can give you a testament to what the young man is and what he's willing to do, not to do. And then you spend time watching them. And, you know, people think that it's just about going to watch them make plays. And so I want to watch guys in games that they're having a tough time in and see how they respond and how they lift their teammates or not. And then you want to surround them with people that could actually impact them in a positive way, right? Because it's still about growth and development, right? Not everybody comes in, you know, with no assembly required tags right on their shoulders. You gotta, you have to, that's why we coach. If not, right, we'd be surrounded by drones and they do all the coaching. So all in all, just it's all about the right guys.
But you also want them to see how, what the hurricane way is. You want to make sure that they understand what it's going to be like when they get here and talk to the existing players.
No doubt, no doubt. I mean, if you got to come to spring practice, you got to come to fall camp, you got to see how we work. If you don't love working, it's not a great place for you. You know what I mean? And I mean, it's, you know, the old saying, no one loves high standards and no one hates high standards more than a person that loves to cut corners, right? Those kind of guys don't really fit for us. And but it's no judgment. We really want high achieving mentalities and guys that want to work.
Carson Beck, 35-5 as a starter. All this guy does is win. And the other day, tough conditions, hard to throw the football. He's managing the game for you. He doesn't turn it over. Their quarterback has 3 turnovers. Your quarterback, no turnovers, and he's got another win.
Yeah. He doesn't get frazzled. He doesn't in any way, shape, or form panic, right? Sometimes we said it during the course of the game, it was really difficult to throw the football and kick the football. I mean, that. Look at some of the snaps. Look at the one of the snap that Malachi had to catch, right? When it snaps, when takes it, you know, it looks like one of those funky video games. And, you know, when a quarterback understands that and he knows, oh, today I got to be more of a point guard than a shooting guard, I mean, all of a sudden you walk out of there. You know, we had the one fumble. It's our second fumble of the year, right? Too many. We don't want any, but 0 interceptions. That in itself right there is a massive difference in the game. 2 interceptions that we had, right, that we picked off versus 0 that we threw.
Plus his ability to get you in and out of the correct play and also move personnel to help you accentuate the play.
Amen. The protections that he helped us put ourselves in the right ones, the running game and the checks that he made, coming out the second half and getting that ball. That was a great drive to start the second half because the first half was rough. We had 5 possessions in the second half, right? We had a field goal. We had a missed field goal. Then we had, I believe we had a punt, and then we had a turnover, which we were driving on. And then we had a touchdown. So in those 5 possessions, we were moving the ball well. And, of course, Carson and the rest of those guys were a huge reason why.
I think you've had, I think I'm right, there's 8 games this season with no turnovers. We haven't turned the ball over at all. This win on the big stage at Texas A&M, all of college football is watching. What do you think it means for your program right now?
I mean, it validates a lot, but it also means you quickly put it to bed and move on. You know, I think we got all the enjoyment, the excitement, the celebration of that because you do. You have to celebrate moments like that. It's been a while for Miami, but I think this team, I know this team recognizes how good we can be and that we still haven't put together our best game, best complete game. And so we've put it to bed, you know, with pride, but we put it to bed and we've moved on and made sure our focus is on our next opportunity.
Coach, your defense has been absolutely phenomenal, and I think it started week 1. That was obvious against Notre Dame, but really the last 5 games, including the playoff game, have just been spectacular. The communication looks precise, and really it's the attention to detail, but the pursuit is a big part of it.
No doubt. A lot of hats to the football.
Yeah.
A lot of people running to the ball, knowing where their help is, and leveraging the football. Block destruction has improved. The use of our hands has been better. And it's got to get better because now we're about to play the best team that we have played all year with the highest level players you can play in college football. So we're looking forward to a great week of preparation.
It is Miami and Ohio State on New Year's Eve from AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. 7:30 kickoff, Miami and the Ohio State Buckeyes. A little history between the two teams. They're the defending champs. They're kind of in the same position you were last year that you were in this year. They had to play a first-round game. Nonetheless, Ohio State is a great opportunity for your program.
Well, again, it's right now you start the season with 136 teams that are eligible for the postseason in terms of the playoffs, and right now there's 8 teams left, you know, and none of these 8 teams got here by accident, right? You know, some teams may have stubbed their toe like we did during the year, but they're all playing their best football right now. And so the margin for error is tiny, right? So it's time to play your best football. And that's the part that we get excited about, the process and the preparation that comes with this.
Coach, they've got a defensive coordinator who's spent a lot of time in the National Football League, has won Super Bowls, multiple Super Bowls. What kind of problems does that defense present?
Just the multiple looks at disguises that come with it, elite level talent that you can use in different manners, different ways. Guys that can do just about everything. Guys that can play off the ball. Guys that can line up on the edge and rush the passer. Guys that can line up on the edge and drop into coverage and be able to cover backs and tight ends. You know that. You know, backs that come out of the backfield in certain concepts. So just a very high caliber talent operation that plays really hard and physical, that's very well coached.
A lot of different things to talk about with their offense, but obviously the guy that jumps out is Jeremiah Smith. What is it about him that's made him so special?
I mean, it's him, it's Tate, it's Ennis, it's their tight end, it's their offensive line, it's their quarterback, it's their backfield. It's the entire operation. You know, they obviously, Jeremiah Smith is an elite football player, but he's surrounded by elite players. And it all starts up front. That offensive line has physically just had its way with people throughout the entire year. Very well coached. They play with great technique and pad level, move their feet. They create a lot of movement, protect the quarterback really, really well. And they get downhill in a hurry in the run game. They can get around you, through you. The tight ends are big, physical, and fast, stretch the field. All the receivers have game-breaking abilities. Just a very complete team.
Coach, let's go back to the quarterback. Julian Sands started his career at Alabama, went to Ohio State. What are some of the things that he excels at?
I mean, it starts with his comfort with the offense. You could tell that he's very well coached because he does not look like a first-year starter. You know, the way that he operates in that offense, understanding where to go with the ball, when to go there, understanding his protections when he's in five man versus six and seven man and when the ball's got to come out conceptually and which side of the field to work. There's no flinch in his game at all. And then his pocket mobility and awareness, his ability to extend plays, his ability to run the ball. He's just a complete quarterback that's playing at a really, really high level and really should have been a Heisman finalist, you know, in his with his performances this year.
Don mentioned Matt Patricia. They're giving up on defense 8.2 points per game, 84 yards rushing. But you've been persistent with your rushing attack. Are there certain concepts that they've used this year that have given other teams trouble?
Well, I think it's just holistically, everything that they do combined with their level of talent, it's very difficult. It's been very difficult for teams to move the ball, let alone score points. So they come at you in waves as well. They are 2 and 3 deep at just about every position. Very impressive group.
Coach, is there any way to describe how close the margins really are? Especially, you know, you come out of the regular season, you go to Pitt on the road there, and that's a margin game is how you discussed before you went in, and then you go to the first round of the playoffs. And now you go another step further. As you mentioned a minute ago, it gets closer, but kind of explain how come it gets so close?
Well, I mean, it's the mistakes could be fatal, you know, if you don't find a way to respond to them, you know. But I guess the best way to, I mean, Dan Campbell, I thought, just an elite manner in terms of the way he approaches his team and the game. You know, it's a guy that I watch a lot, and I heard him talk about how, you know, you really can't give away plays, right? You just can't. And you know, it's not stated to make anybody nervous or uptight. It's not. It's the other way around. You know, it's to increase your level and intensity in your preparation so that you can truly cut it loose on game day, right? And have fun playing the game with confidence. But knowing that, you know, don't waste plays, right? Be exactly where your feet need to be. Be in the moment and stay in the moment, because your highest level of performance is required to have success.
The playoff system, you were in it when it was 4, right, with Alabama. Now we've got 12, played on campus. I thought it was pretty wild. Just your overall thoughts on where we are with this playoff. And, I mean, it's got to be exhilarating, right, when you're in it.
I think it's great. I mean, I think playoffs with people gaining home field advantage, I think it's a great concept. And there's a reason the NFL does it, right? They don't play in a different state until the very last one. So a great experience. But we've learned our lesson this year about, I mean, it's Monday already, right? Like, we've moved on. We've learned the experience of how attention and accolades can, you know, just take away from the next week and become a little bit intoxicating. So we're thrilled. And really, I mean, the turnout by our fans, because they were, I mean, they put them up in like the stratosphere, you know, to watch the game. But that's part of home field advantage. I think it's awesome. And I'm glad they were a part of it. But really happy that our players have more validation of their processes to make them hungrier, to make them humble and appreciative of what we have in front of us and take full advantage of it.
Coach, how do you schedule this? I mean, you come home, you played obviously on Saturday, that's fine, but you're playing a week and a half later on a Wednesday and Christmas is there. And how do you do the scheduling for a game like this?
Well, you really can't take Christmas, birthdays, weddings, anything into account. Right. You know, I mean, your Christmas present is we're playing, you know, and what a present. I'd exchange anything for that present, right? At any time, it just so happens this week, it lays out, you know, just like a regular game week, just with three extra days and threes that we'll take full advantage of. You have to have the balance of getting in your physical work and practicing physicality at the line of scrimmage and on the perimeter, but you also have to maintain the health at the forefront of your preparation. So it's a regular game week times or plus three, and we're taking advantage of every second we can.
But Wednesdays can sometimes be a Monday, and Tuesdays can sometimes be a Thursday, right, when you're in the football world.
You get a couple extra Tuesdays and Wednesdays, which are – those are your heavy lifting days. When I say lifting, like actual work days. And you get an extra Monday and an extra Sunday. Mm-hmm. So you get two Sundays, two Mondays, and then a couple of extra days in there as well. It's a great process, you know, because when you consider traveling, when you consider the physicality, the nature of these games, you're plenty of ice bags handed out, right, after a game like this. And so I think our guys have a really good feel for how we operate and how we handle things. And they have the schedule, and they're excited to get at it.
I think this game has so many sidebars. For old guys like Don and I, we remember the last time Miami and Ohio State played. And many in the fan base do as well. However, Don was interviewing Carson Beck the other day. He said, he was one. He was one. So I guess as the leader, you kind of have to balance that with your team a little bit, right?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, when two teams that have a history, they play, that's always going to come up with the fan base and everything else. And, I mean, college football is awesome because of the pageantry and how just passionate the fan base are and whatnot. And that's great, but this game is the 2025 version of both programs, you know? And that's it. That's where it stays. I mean, this is going to be determined by the 22 guys on the field on a snap-by-snap-by-snap basis. And that's what our focus is. You know, the outside stuff, I mean, people, they, again, let them have fun with whatever they want to have fun and focus on. Know that over here we're focusing on what we need to do.
I think it's fair to give some insight to the players. You talk about going, and Joe mentioned 104,000 fans at A&M. If you're on the field and if you're Miami, you want that. That's fine. You don't mind going against 104,000 of their people. And the same thing's going to happen when we go to Dallas, too. It's going to be a big crowd and very, very loud. But that's the fun of the game.
Yeah, it's the old movie Hoosiers, man. The field's 120 yards long, right, and 53 and a third yards wide. So, and every single day we practice on that same field and out here on Green Tree. And it's always going to be in the preparation, how that carries over to execution. And you know, we expect a lot of our people there. It's an unbelievable venue, but between now and then, there is a lot of work to do, a lot of film study to do, and that's our sole focus is on that, just full bore, full throttle.
I guess the last thing for you is this unfolds. What are some of the boxes that need to be checked for you to have success in this game?
Well, I mean, it's everything. You know, I don't think there's anything on your must-do list that you can, in a game like this or any game, that you can just kind of skip by. I mean, everything's important here because as much as we always talk about the line of scrimmage, well, the perimeter is just as important. That's a very physical, talented group that can do it all. They can play man, they can play trap, they could have all their combo coverages, they communicate really well, they've got catch-up speed, they can do it all, right? And when you play high-level teams like this, like we did this past week, all of your systems, all of your rotations, substitutions, your mechanics, your technique, your fundamentals, your play calling, the personnel usage, right? Everything, every part of it is at a premium in terms of detail, in terms of precision, and in terms of effort and physicality. So I know I didn't answer your question.
No, you did.
But you got to work your butt off. And it doesn't stop and it shouldn't stop. And the level of enthusiasm for opportunities like this, right? You, these are awesome. So we're blessed to be here, and we just can't wait to just keep working.
I think I can say this. I think I'm right on this. 14 games, the most ever in the history of the University of Miami. I don't think another University of Miami team has played 14 games. I don't think another University of Miami team has played 13 games, so longest ever. Congratulations, and you came here and said you had an idea, a blueprint, and here we go. Now on to the quarterfinals, so congratulations and the best of luck.
Let's keep working. Go Canes always.
All right, that's University of Miami head coach Mario Cristobal for Don Bailey Jr. I'm Joe Zagacki. Thank you for joining us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.